You're tuned in to the Planet Bluegrass podcast number 2, featuring Stephen Kellogg. Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers will be performing at this year's Tyre Eye Bluegrass Festival. We caught up with Stephen at the Fox Theater to get his thoughts on performing at this year's festival.
I shot through with adrenaline and fire up my excited heart.
What I hope to bring to the Telluride audience that might not already be there is just an element of goodwill and fun in high order. I think it's a great event and a great audience, and I it sounds like it's the type of positive event that feeds right into what we strive to do with our show. So.
Everybody knows why.
We understand there's some dancing elements in your show.
On occasion, we are forced to unleash some pretty great moves. You know, I'm speaking modestly. We've got a little Martha Graham in us, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. Huh? The whole idea behind this band is like, pig will, you know, go for it and do, so whatever, you know, whatever happens, and you do your best, and I think everybody has danced, some with more savvy than others, but we're all dancers.
Cause they hate their jobs and other guys, everything's tougher than it has to be, another cliche from the wise, and somewhere east of that solo end.
My overriding goal in songwriting and writing in general is to use my own voice, you know, to speak in an honest voice that's not contrived or, you know. And I think that can be tough to do, you know. I think you sometimes write something down that you think is going to sound cool singing it, and then you go and you sing it and realize that what looked cool on the page doesn't necessarily come off the tongue in an honest way. So, in terms of my process, I mean, I write a lot of lyrics and then kind of try to put the music in, and then I try to revise it to the point where I'm saying, is every line, do I believe in every line in this song, you know, can I get behind it with all my weight, you know, and the better the song, the more the answer is yes on that.
Girl, you gotta know. Girl, you gotta know. And you grew away.
I've got a 14-month-year-old daughter.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's the best.
That must have changed things quite a bit.
It focuses you, definitely. I mean, it's definitely, and I think it expands your heart. I think it's having a child is like beyond belief. And you hear everybody say it. I mean, I feel like a character in a Nick Hornby novel or something, like, you know, I'm so into, like, diapers and everything that, like, is despicable, you know, for your buddies. But it's like a new phase in life, you know, and I would not trade it for anything. Yeah.
Do you have some songs that have come out of that?
Oh, I got records that are going on.
Girl, you gotta know. Yes, you.
Hey, this is Stephen Kellogg, and you're listening to the Planet Bluegrass Podcast.
That you see, well, you know, it ain't me with this lack of.
We've got a live CD and DVD that we're probably going to put out in between records, and we're watching the edits of that this morning. We got the first edit this week, and it's called The First Waltz. It's kind of a nod to The Last Waltz, and we did like a kind of a scene for scene answer, whereas that movie's a movie about the end of a band. This is a movie about the beginning of a band, and you know. It's done on a budget and it kind of looks that way, but I feel like it's important to our fans and it's important to me that we have some representation for people that they can take home of what, you know, what's going on stage, because it is pretty different than the records, you know.
Well, you started out loving it, now that you're a self-made man.
Desert Island favorite album would be You know, if I was on a desert island, I'd probably bring like Bob Marley's Greatest Hits or something like that, legend there. That's today. If you're on an island too, you probably want reggae, you know? I mean, so, you know, but, but Whiskey Town Pneumonia is also a major favorite album that I had to get into. I couldn't just give you one, you know?
Everything's tougher than it has to be. Another cliche from the night. Somewhere east of that solo, in the river west of the bridge. There's a singular kind of moment that you remember as long as you live.
Nobody can be stopped from making their Highway 61 Revisited if it's in you, you know? You might not be able to sell a million records, but recording music that's as good as anything that's out there and wildly popular, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, you know, that is there for the taking. There's nothing stopping anybody from doing it. If you really want to do it with today's technology, you can sit down and you can make that record. So when I say I want to make music that feels legendary, I mean, you know, I want to shoot for Exile on Main Street. You know, that's what I want to go for. And even if it never gets the type of exposure, you know, or reaches a chord with as many people, at least it has that sense, this is big, this is, you know, this is a person's life here, you know.
You've been listening to Planet Bluegrass's podcast with Stephen Kellogg. For more information on the festival or to purchase festival tickets, please visit bluegrass.com. For more information on Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers, please visit stephenkellogg.com.